Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Welcome in to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. I am really excited to give you this short teaching, the 14 foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. A special teaching. I'm doing a series now about healing and about that's entitled Jesus Saves, Jesus Heals. But I wanted to get in this one-time message, probably one message, with both a lot of information, but hopefully one main message, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the answer. The answer to everything we're looking for. And these 14 foundations in the Old Testament that are so glorious that I just want us to open up our spirit and let the Holy Spirit reveal these to us. First, I'm going to list them, but I want to give one short intro before I just list them. That these are simple yet so vast and glorious and eternal that for all of eternity we will be grasping and exploring and learning and understanding and just in awe of even just one of these. Glory to God forever. That He has revealed these things to us. These are some of the mysteries of the kingdom of God, of the presence of God, that we can walk with Him and know Him, and that we can receive these glorious revelations about Him, which again are both simple and yet so glorious we can't grasp them. But so simple, someone really doesn't have to have the Bible. You know, so often we look at the Old Testament, you know, when we don't have the Holy Spirit, we can look at the Old Testament and just, it seems so intimidating, and we can't understand many of the things in the Old Testament, and it's this, you know, big, so many books, and there's all this, you know, history and all of these different, and we just need the Holy Spirit to reveal these things to us. And when we find Him, everything makes sense. Everything clicks. Every one of these foundations are, I truly believe, they're such a glorious revelations from the Old Testament specifically, but I truly believe someone who never has a Bible and cannot even read, they'd never see a Bible, they can receive these same foundations and revelations of Him. I truly believe that. Let me list them. Number one, Creator of life, Genesis 1. Creator of the heavens and of the earth. And Genesis 1 is incredible. All of the creation that takes place. Number two, Sustainer of life. That He sustains everything that is living and everything that has ever lived. He sustains every living thing. Genesis 1. Number 3, Author of life. Genesis 2. And let me add, again, these are so glorious, we really cannot grasp them or comprehend them, but for all of eternity we will be these foundations will be revealed to us for all of eternity. So don't feel bad don't feel like there's anything wrong when we can't fully understand them. When we're wondering to ourselves, well, wait, what does that really mean? Or what is that? Because these things are so awesome. Number three, author of life, Genesis 2. Number four, the giver of life, Genesis 2. So author of life, for example, in Genesis 2, you know, God creates mankind in his man, in his own image, man and woman. The author of life, the giver of life. So everything, every good gift, you know, the famous verse, the book of James, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father. Every good and perfect gift, a gift, it comes from a giver. Someone's giving it. Amen. The giver of life. He's the giver of all life. He's everything that is. It's unbelievable. Remember in the, one of the most famous verses, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. And then we saw in, when Jesus gave the foundational teaching, he said, to you it's been given to know. So just something to think about. Number five, flaming sword, Genesis 3:24. Flaming sword. Number six, cloud of glory, Exodus 13. The cloud of glory. And then number seven, the fire of glory, Exodus 13. So this cloud of his presence, that it's awesome to think about. And that was specifically during the day. It was a cloud. At night, it was a fire. Number eight, manna from heaven, the bread which came down from heaven, Exodus 16. Very practical. That's food. That's, every person needs food. All the food on the earth comes from God, literally. I mean, the creator, the sustainer, the of all life, the author and the giver of life, all food comes from him. I mean, every bit of food that every person has ever eaten in all of history comes from God Almighty. Incredible to think about. Number nine, the living water, Exodus 17. The water that came from the rock, that flowed from the rock. So all the water on the earth that's ever been produced on the earth comes from God, from his giving, loving, bountiful person and hand. All, every drop of water comes from him. And then, well, let me just add, people always ask, how could there even be a place called hell? Well, in hell, there's no water because God didn't really create hell. He just withdrew his presence from that place. And so there's no water there. All the water comes from him. How could there be any water if he's not there? He creates and produces all the water all over the earth. Even people who don't believe in him and who mock him and make fun of him and despise, all the water and all the food that they've ever had comes directly from God. Amen. Number 10, anointing oil, Exodus 30. Oil is so important on the earth, isn't it? All the oil is like a precious resource. We use it so much, we don't even know how much we use it. Every day we're using oil in foods that we eat and other things, products we use. Of course, cars have oil. The anointing oil. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. Number 11, still small voice, 1 Kings 19:12. The still small voice that speaks to us, that if we're quiet in our spirit, we can hear that still small voice. That's another type, another foundation of the Holy Spirit, another way that he speaks to us when our spirit's reborn and we have that still small voice. That even people who, you know, I'll go out on a limb here and say, even people who aren't saved, they even have that still small voice that is, you know, even people, you know, that are not saved, God Almighty is still, He's given them their whole life. He's given them everything they have. They may deny that and disagree with that and so forth, but the fact remains that everything that they have really comes from God, you know, that He's the Creator. Again, this is a mystery that's really too wonderful for us to understand, but again, all the food, all the water, all the good things come from Him. So somebody, even someone who doesn't believe in Him, when they get those things, really those things are from God. And specifically, you know, Jesus said He's kind to the unthankful and evil people. You know, He gives His angels charge over, His angels watch out for all people in different ways. And then someone may object and say, well, then how are all these awful, terrible things happening? Well, we don't know why. We don't have the answers, all the answers, which should cause us to come to Him. We don't have the answers. We can't answer everything. We only understand in part, and that should drive us to Him. Number 12, the pot of oil. So here's even more oil, 2 Kings 4:1. Number 13, the breath of life. Ezekiel 37, amen, the breath of life. When we find the Holy Spirit, we have the breath of life. And number 14, the river in Ezekiel 47. Just wanted to get these into one message. Let's let the Holy Spirit reveal them to us. Thanks for listening.